Next Tuesday, the platform Megaphone calls all those to the streets who are the losers of patriarchy, you could say, for a Reclaim the Night event. It's the very first event organized by Megaphone. Megaphone is a very young platform. And here in the studio, I am joined by Marine. Marine, you are a member of the new platform Megaphone, and I welcome you here this morning. Hello.
Hello.
So Megaphone was founded this year, so it's very, very young, and it assembled several associations and collectives of activists who are involved in the fight for feminism, for LGBTQ rights, against racism, against capitalism. So that's associations that have been active in Luxembourg for years, most of them. What is the aim of bringing them all together? What can you, what can they get out of that?
Well, what we wanted to do really was giving a voice to those who feel at the margin of mainstream movements and offering something else than what is existing today. So we gathered lots of individuals and associations, as you said, and we wanted something that's really grassroots, that can be a little bit more controversial and offer something new to what is existing.
But there are already some associations in Luxembourg that try to do that. You work with Richtung 22, for example. They are, I think, at the moment, the most prominent example of somehow protest, of creating something that goes against what's usual in Luxembourg.
Yes, but Richtung is not the only one, and we really wanted to gather with other people and also welcome people that have another focus on all of that. So Megaphone is autonomous, as I said, and it's queer feminist, anti-racist, decolonial, climate conscious, anti-ableist, anti-fascist, anti-capitalist, like all of the good things, I would say. And it was very important for us that Richtung is not the only one to take the light, you know. We wanted to open to more people. And Richtung is actually at the beginning of this and invited all the other associations in early 2024. And we are planning lots of new things. So the Reclaim the Night event of the 30th of April is our first event together. But there will be more to come.
Megaphone is not a new association that's alone. It's uniting existing initiatives. Is that correct?
Yes, and individuals. The current members are Prisma, known before as the LGBTQI plus student association, Let's Rise Up, Sigal, Gebeshuren, Pipapo, Richtung 22, and Rise for Climate.
What does one need to do in order to join you? What can people do with Megaphone and how?
Well, they could write us at info@megaphone.lu or on Instagram at megaphone.lu. And we have a little survey that people have to fill just to be sure that we share the same values. And that's the only thing that you really have to do to join the collective. Everybody's welcome. And voilà.
What do you do at the collective? Well, you want to be anti-racist and pro-feminism and all these activist aims, but what activities, what things do you actually do? If one wants to be a member of Megaphone, what do you do?
Well, we plan to organize mostly events. The aim is to reclaim spaces and also virtual spaces where we feel left out. So we are organizing this Reclaim the Night protest, but we are also participating, like we had a radical block at the GIF this year, and we plan on organizing Flinta-only parties.
So GIF is the Journée Internationale des Femmes, Feminist March in March.
Absolutely. Which is also a platform and that we joined with our more radical blog.
The first public, the first event that is hosted and organized by Megaphone is the march next week on Tuesday, the 30th of April. And it's a Reclaim the Night march. Can you tell me a bit more about this one?
Yes, so it was very important for us to have this Reclaim the Night march that will be Flinta only. Flinta stands from Frauen, so women, lesbian, intersex, transgender, agender, and other oppressed non-cis male people. Everybody is welcome. And then we will have a vigil at the casino to together gather and mourn the Flinta people that were hurt by cis heteropatriarchy. We will have, so at 7, a meeting at the Kinexvis and speeches and like gathering, explaining the safety of the event and what we are going to do. Then we have a march in the city center, a space where everybody has felt harassed or not super safe. And the idea is to be loud and own the space because this space is ours. And then we will all gather at the casino and have this vigil, which will include a performance of the House of Saint Trinity, a drag collective from Nancy, and an open mic. So if you want to join, if you want to read poetry, if you have something political to say, if you want to share your story, you're welcome. Just contact us and the mic is yours.
I might actually do that.
That would be lovely.
Why is this event only open for Flinta, so for people who identify as female, lesbian, intersex, non-binary, trans and agender people? Why not for cis male people?
Because everything is always open for cis male people, right? So we need spaces that we can gather and we can be sure that we are not oppressed there, be sure that we can express ourselves and that the people there will understand what we are living. It was very important for us, and we are planning on doing more Flinta-only events.
If your mission, your huge aim for the world is achieved one day, how does Luxembourg look like? When does Luxembourg not need Megaphone anymore?
Oh, when we have a whole new society and the capitalism is dead and everybody can feel safe doing and being whatever they want. That's a big aim.
It is, yes. How do you get there?
We get there by being together, like strengthening the links between all of these communities and by being very intersectional and considering every other people around us.
You said in the beginning that you try to unite as well associations or create something that's a bit more demanding than most of the associations and groups in Luxembourg. Do you think that that works in Luxembourg? Will you be accepted?
Well, we will see. We are not asking. We're not asking for the space. We are taking it. So will we be accepted? Militant people are usually not accepted in Luxembourg. Luxembourg is not a very militant country. But by joining forces with other militant groups, we want to change that.
Well, then good luck with that. And thank you, Marien.
Thank you.
And for everybody who is listening and who wants to join the first event of the new association Megaphone, that's taking place next week on Tuesday, the 30th of April, starting at 7 p.m. in the park at Kinexvis. The Take Back the Night march leads through the city center and ends at Casino Luxembourg. And you can find all the information on the website megaphone.lu as well. And if you want to get in touch and maybe contribute something to the open mic and to the event in general, you can get in touch via info@megaphone.lu.